Hi, this is Phil.
Hey, Phil, this is Rick Boyser of Brain Fire.
Oh, hi. Yes. I'm glad you got my message. Do you have a moment to talk?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hi, so I'm a member of the National Fire Inspectors, so I'm calling on an investigation that I'm running. I am not part of the government. I am a complete third party. There was a fire in Hamburg in 2019 that the Hamburg Public Safety investigated, and through that we have analyzed some stuff from local, through Brighton City, through Tara Brown and Danielle Pratt for code enforcement. And one of the documents that we came across from is on December, we got to go back here, December 2nd of 2019, where you informed the city that the owner of a building might be living upstairs, and the building is 116 West Grand River.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we reached out to Hamburg Public Safety, and we wanted to confirm if it was Hamburg that contacted you first, and I believe it was at the time Fire Marshal Jordan, which is now the deputy chief.
Correct.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit more about that?
About which part? The investigation on the actual fire, or the...
Not the investigation, the contact from Hamburg Public Safety from, I believe it was Jordan.
Oh, God, Jesus. I talk to Jordan pretty regularly. My guess would be he probably reached out knowing that the gentleman who was suspected of starting the fire that owned the house had purchased and was moved into the second floor of the what was vacant title company.
Okay.
And had put some kind of illegal renovation in the second floor.
Okay.
I reached out from there to the city and basically told them this was not a residential unit. It was a commercial unit. They passed it to the building department for building code enforcement, and the building department signed off on it.
Okay.
So it kind of took it out of my hands. I mean, it should have been a sprinkler residential ad to the building itself, because it was technically a non-permitted renovation to the second floor, but it kind of got taken out of my hands because the building department signed off on it.
Oh, okay, so the building department approved whatever they were doing in that unit?
Yeah, the residential renovation to the second floor, and we never even got up in there.
Oh, okay.
The building department went there and stamped it before we ever got in there. They added a bathroom, a kitchen, I think two bedrooms is what I was told.
Oh, okay. And with the contact from Mr. Zernick, was there a motive behind that, or was he just updating you, or we're trying to figure out how that interaction happened?
I think we had a conversation because of the fire, and I had asked him probably a status update of what was going on with it, because I knew that the private investigator along with us, we all kind of came to this concurrence of an intentionally set fire, and I think some time had passed, and I had asked Jordan what happened with that, and I think that was when he informed me that the gentleman had purchased and was living above what used to be a Coney Island here.
Okay. Were you involved with the fire investigation with Jordan Zernick?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Is Jordan Zernick a fire investigator in terms of being NFA 1033, NFPA 1033? Are you aware of?
I couldn't tell you that. I don't know.
Okay. All right. And what was the outcome of that fire investigation, as far as you know?
As far as I know, we found a pot of a combustible liquid under the stairs, and what appeared to be an intentionally left lamp under some debris. Under the stairs within a pan of combustible liquids. The fire was pretty heavy involvement in the lower level, vented out the side. I think it was like a garage walkout maybe. A lot of smoke damage throughout the residence. And my primary assistance was to give Jordan manpower and took photos with him and helped move debris with him, because he's a one-man guy down there as a
Marshal. So you would have been investigating with him at the individual's house?
Correct.
Was that the 7809 Winans Lake or Winans Lake Road?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. Would you know, you said you had manpower, would you know if there was any other people that were inside that unit or inside that person's house?
No, I went down there and assisted Jordan. And then we went back some days later, I don't even know how many days later, and met with, I believe it was, Jesus, he was Jeremy Berard with Herndon Associates.
Yes, yep, the Herndon Associates, yep.
Yep, and so we met with him. And we basically identified an area of origin and didn't want to move any debris without anybody there. And that's when we uncovered the combustible liquid pot and the lamp and whatnot.
Okay. Do you know... Do you know if the individual was ever interviewed? By you.
I'd have to talk to Jordan to find out. I know that Jordan, I think, handed it off to Michigan State Police. I thought it was either Michigan State Police or ATF. I thought he had handed it off to somebody else to do most of the investigatory work.
Okay.
Other than the ONC.
All right. Do you know if at the time, I believe it was Chief Miller, if he was on scene or in the house as well?
I don't recall if he was there.
Okay. All right. And as far as the Zernick communication, as far as the downtown Britain or Brighton occupancy, was there any motive behind that? Was Zernick upset with the individual or anything like that?
No. No, it was me just trying to find out what the status was because we knew it was a suspicious fire from go.
Okay.
So us being a relatively tight-knit inspector group out here in the county, it just, we have conversations about everything and the ongoings in our communities because we overlap boundaries so much. So if something's going on in his town, it's probably happening in my town.
Was it considered a suspicious fire on the day of the event, which I'm looking through the paperwork here, it says November 19th, 2019?
I believe it was. I think that was why he wanted additional assistance down there.
Okay. All right. Well, that wraps up pretty much all my questions. If I have any other questions, can I call you back?
Sure. What was your first and last name, Phil?
Phil Neumeier.
Neumeier.
Do you want my NAFI number?
Sure.
I believe... Give me one second here. I just got that updated yesterday. Give me one moment here.
And who do you work for third party?
This is a... independent investigation, but as far as who I work for is Tenure Surf. It's TenureSerf.
TEN.
TEN.
Okay.
URE.
Okay.
SERF. And give me just one more. I got to put the phone down for just one second. Give me one moment. See if I have my ID on me. And my NFA, the NAFI number is 25412.
Okay.
And that's actually under, my NFI is under Spagyrix LLC. So it wouldn't actually be under Tenure Surf, but the actual LLC would be Spagyrix, Spagyrics.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No problem.
Bye.